Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Awek Podcast. My nails are drying. As you may have heard last week, I painted my nails in that episode, and now I'm recording the next episode, and they are drying. It's so weird, because I have to, like, right now, I have to record my podcasts in bulk. And I just think that's funny to say. I have to record my podcasts in bulk. But I do. Just if you have been listening, I am going to be caring for my dad through his cancer treatment. So I, you know, this is just me being proactive and making sure I'm still doing what I want to do, and also just having a creative outlet as well as being able to take care of my dad. Anyway, disclaimer's over. today I want to talk about living in the present moment. And I know recording my podcasts in bulk is a little contradictory to that, but I'm gonna let it slide. So these are just kind of tips on how you can be more in the present moment. Because I've been trying to a lot more kind of live in the now, as Garth would say in Wayne's World. You'll never afford it. Live in the now. I know, dude. I know. But my number one recommendation is to disconnect from the world, quote, quote. And when I say world, I mean social media. Because social media right now, especially, like, yes, it is so important to keep up with current events, but please don't get all of your information from social media. Like, do your own research. And there are news sites, too, to pay for. And I think we should 100% pay for our news, because, you know, the free news you get on TV can be misleading and also not actually reporting on the most important things, especially the peaceful protests that have been happening, are getting no media coverage on TV. But yeah, that's a little side tangent. But disconnecting from social media just in general, especially if you find yourself like comparing your life to other people's, because I still see a lot on social media. I have been seeing, like, people are traveling and, you know, most people, you know, I mean, they're traveling within the U.S., but people are traveling, people are having parties, going back to school, and, you know, just seeing other people. And, you know, that's their own prerogative, but for me, it just makes me kind of angry. And so I'm like, why would I sit here and scroll on Instagram all day if I'm just going to be angry? And then same with Facebook. Like, I have lots of people on my Facebook with extremely polar opposite political views. And I don't like seeing all of that. Because I have my opinions and they have their opinions, but I just don't feel the need to post my opinions all the time or read about everybody else's opinion, because I feel pretty good about my opinion. So when you're disconnecting from the internet world, you can live a little bit more in the real world, you know, by enjoying quality time with your family. You know, and especially, I mean, take it from me, like right now, it's a really scary time in my immediate family. So, you know, I've been spending a lot of time with my little brother and a lot of time with my parents, and, you know, we've just been there for each other talking, and we watch movies, or, you know, my mom likes to watch 90 Day Fiancé, terrible, terrible show, but sometimes I'll just sit there and watch it with her for about 10 minutes, and I'm like, I can't do it anymore. But then, I mean, we make up for it in other ways, you know, and spending time together and, you know, talking to friends, if you Skype your friends, or if you, you know, I feel pretty comfortable, especially, like, with Daisy. I feel pretty comfortable hanging out with her, because I know she's taking the precautions, because she also lives with immunocompromised. I was like, what's the word? Immunocompromised people. And so I know she's taking the precautions and, you know, she's on top of it. I'm on top of it. So I don't feel bad hanging out with her. But, you know, so there are some people where I'm like, I don't know what you do. So I'm not gonna hang out with you. And then I have a lot of family who live far away. So we'll Skype sometimes and text and, you know, and I'm Skyping and texting, you know, still on technology, but, that is the tool that we have in order to talk to people who are far away or we can't go see. And then something else that I've been doing a lot to kind of live in the present, and just kind of enjoy my time is reading. I love to read, and I have been reading so much. In the last week, I have finished 5 books. Like, most of them, a few of them, I think 3. No, 2 were poetry books. 1 was a book that was, like, less than 200 pages. And then, you know, a couple that I just needed to finish up because I had already started. So, maybe not 5 complete whole books, but I mean, I've finished 5 books in the last week. And I really love to do that. And it's a great way for me to exercise my brain more and my eyes. I can read a little faster now. Just cause during quarantine, I've been reading more. And, that's also a good way to get your information too, is by reading. And one of the books that I read was called If You Come Softly by Jacqueline Woodson. Oh, I hope that was her last name, Woodson. Yeah, that sounds right to me. I will definitely put the correct name in the description box of this episode because I can't be 100% sure and I cannot reach the book right now. But it's called If You Come Softly, and it's about a black boy and a white girl falling in love. And it was so cute. It was so good. And, but it really showed in, a fictional story, but it's realistic fiction to me. That's not what you call it, but to me, that's what it is. And it's a YA novel, and it was less than 200 pages. So if you're interested, it's a pretty quick read, but it's so good. It's so impactful. And I did learn more from it, than I would have just scrolling on Twitter, reading, you know, anger. And I understand the anger, don't get me wrong. I understand the anger, but I don't understand because I'm white. I don't understand because I have, you know, all my privilege, and it's hard for me to kind of understand most of the things when I don't have any background information, or the background information I have has been whitewashed in school. So, you know, I want to better educate myself and learn more. And I feel like reading a book and text instead of, you know, Twitter articles, Facebook articles, and whatever I find on Instagram, I think reading text is a better way for me to get educated, and then refer back to and go on Twitter and Facebook and then look at everything and kind of be like, okay, now I having read some fiction and nonfiction and different things has helped me understand things a little bit better. So reading helps me too, even with, you know, I'm disconnecting from the internet world, but I am connecting with the real world, in that sense of educating myself on the current events of everything. And I just love reading. So it's also probably the best way for me to get educated too, is just by reading text and people's stories and learning that way. And, you know, another way to live in the present moment is to kind of check in with yourself. And that's something I've been doing a lot lately. I've been journaling a lot more. And kind of talking out loud to myself at times, kind of being like, wow, I feel like I need to take a nap. I need to do this or do this for my mental sanity. You know, Chet, how are you doing mentally? How does your body feel? Do you feel like you need to rest? Do you feel like you need to stretch or move around or do something? You know, really, really check in with your mind and your body and, you know, make sure that you're doing what you can. And that it also falls into self-care too. If you feel like you need a self-care day, like, take one, do it, because that's how you keep yourself going and how you really can move forward and be like, okay, mentally I feel better, my body feels better, I rested and I got good sleep, I drank more water, I ate healthier food, whatever you needed to do. And if you need to move your body, like, go for a walk and just be with nature. If you can, like, leave your phone at home, or if you do bring your phone because you want to listen to a podcast or music or anything, like, put it on Do Not Disturb and then enjoy your walk in solitude and kind of just disconnect that way. And, you know, I like to, if I do that, I like to listen to podcasts more, because I have podcasts that are just kind of fun. Like, they're not really, they are not neglecting the current events, but they've addressed them, and then they kind of, they go back and talk about the other, you know, just random bullshit. Because Claudia Saluski and Phineas O'Connell, they have a podcast, and they're dating, and they bought a house together, and it's called We Bought a House, and I really enjoy listening to that one, because they're really funny, and they do address, like, what's happening in the world, and they talk about it briefly, but then they are, like, they continue with what they usually talk about, which is really nice, because it's nice to just kind of get your mind off of it, or, you know, lately I've been doing a lot of, I've been listening to Taylor Swift more and Phoebe Bridgers. I really, really enjoy their music. I'm thinking actually of doing a review of Folklore, because I really, really like her album. It's a little late, but that's okay. I'm totally okay with it. I need to spend time with it, learn more, be with it more, and connect everything. And also, if you go on a walk, if you have a pet, dog or cat, I would take my cat for a walk, but he hates the harness and he hates the leash. He doesn't like being dragged, and I don't blame him. He's a cat. He wants free range, but I do not trust the dogs, not necessarily the dogs that I have, but the dogs in the neighborhood, because a lot of people that I live around just let their dogs outside, and they go on the road and down to the water and everything, and I don't want my cat free range like that, and I would feel a lot more comfortable if he were on a leash, and he wants to go outside, but whatever. But I have plenty of dogs. I have plenty of dogs to bring in a walk with me, and that's good quality time that you can spend with your pet too. And then maybe take somebody, if you're living with people, bring everyone or just one other person or anything like that. Just, you know, spend quality time with somebody on a walk, or, you know, just in general. Or you could invite a friend, you know, if you feel comfortable doing that, if you're social distancing, wearing masks and things like that. That can be fun too. That's a good way too. You can see other people, walk on the opposite side of the road and wear a mask and everything. Or I guess if you're that far apart on the opposite side of the road, a mask may not be necessary, but, I mean, if you pass people and things, it's always hard to tell. I am a huge advocate for wearing a mask. So I highly recommend you do that as well, if that's what you choose to do. And also, kind of what I try to do daily, and I don't always do it daily, but I try to take like 5 minutes just to like kind of breathe, check in with myself. And you know, it's not technically meditation, but I'm just, like, I'm sitting in silence, just breathing, really kind of evaluating how I'm feeling or what I might need. Usually it's water. And in that time, I try my best to kind of, if I'm going to have thoughts, to not have thoughts about the past or the future, because those are things that I think a lot about. I think a lot about the future and like what I could be doing in the future and how I could get to where I want to be in the future. And then I also think about the past. I'm like, what could I have done differently? Do you ever think about, like, in high school when you're like, I did something so stupid, and I bet so many people think about it? Just a fun fact, nobody thinks about it but you, I guarantee you. You're the only one that remembers. And, you know, sometimes that makes me feel better, but other times I'm like, oh, but I still did it. And it's uncomfortable to think about. But I try at my best, if those thoughts come into my head, like, oh, remember that thing that I did in the ninth grade? It's like, we're not going to think about that right now. It happened in the ninth grade. There's nothing I can do about it to change it. And I'm the only one that thinks about it now. So what can I, so then I kind of think in those 5 minutes, like, oh, what do I need to do today for myself or for Milo or my family? What do I need to do today? Do I have work today? Do I need to go to work? If yes, then it's like, okay, well, after work, or sometimes my meditation, quote, quote, is after work. So then I go, okay, work is done. Now what can I do with the rest of my day? And usually I read, or I'll watch something, or, I'll read or watch something, or, I'm journaling, but that usually doesn't take too long. And then I'm either reading or watching something. And then we'll have, you know, family dinner, and then we'll do the dishes and everything. And but then I kind of think, okay, do I need to do laundry? Should I clean all my bedding? You know, what extra things do I have to do for Milo today? Like, do I have to scrub and clean his water bowl? Do I have to scrub and clean his food bowl? Different things like that. And, you know, kind of just make a mental to-do list of the day, and then not really worry too much if I got it done or not. Because I try my best to keep my room as clean as possible, because I have the smallest room in the house, and it's nice to have a clean space, and it's so easy to do that. Like, when I'm cleaning, that's like when I'm truly in the present moment, because I'm not thinking about literally anything else. I guess I'm thinking of what I can do when I'm done with the current task I'm doing, or check on laundry or start food or whatever. But I'm not really, like, thinking about past mistakes or future desires or anything like that. And sometimes I'll listen to a podcast. It's so weird. Listening to a podcast, I get so motivated to do stuff. But if I'm listening to music, I will sit there. I'll just sit there and listen to the music. That's when I also live in the present moment. I'm just vibing with whatever music I'm listening to and discovering new music, and it's so, so fun. I love doing that. But I will do it for 3 or 4 hours. Like, it's a long time. And then I'm like, oh shit, I didn't do anything I wanted to today. So I find that when it's a chore day, or when I'm just doing a lot of things that I need motivation, I need that extra help of motivation to go get my laundry and rotate it, put it in the dryer, and then maybe start a load of towels or start washing my bedding or something. I'll throw on a podcast and not music, because if I listen to music, I'm just laying on my bed contemplating existence. And so podcast is just the best option for me. And so I will do that, and then I'll do all my chores and everything. And I find that, you know, doing chores is a good way to help me live in the moment too, because I'm not on my phone, I'm not reading, I'm not on my laptop, I'm not watching anything. I'm actually bettering my space, which will help better myself, and it just helps with my mental clarity and not feeling as depressed. And so those are just some tips that I have of living in the present moment. And I know it's really hard right now, especially for those of us who are quarantining as much as we can. And it's hard to not feel depressed because you're inside all the time. But I mean, luckily, the one thing I do have to say about this is I'm really glad it didn't start, like, quarantine didn't start in, like, October of last year, of 2019, because the seasonal depression would have hit so much worse. And one thing here in Washington, like, when quarantine started in March, it was super nice outside. Like, it was so nice. It didn't rain that often. It rained a lot more in April, but it wasn't horrible in the beginning. Like, we could still, I mean, and you were encouraged still to, like, go on a walk, like, and all the things. But there was a time, because I lived with my brother, my older brother, I didn't leave the house for 6 days. Like, I didn't even go outside, like, on the little cement patio he has right in, on the back of his house. Like, I didn't even do that. I stayed inside because I was like, I don't really know what to do. I can read. I am not going to work. Like, they are not scheduling anybody. And so I was like, ah, what do I do? So, you know, that time I really got to live in the present moment. And just kind of, you know, other things too. Also, if you play an instrument, like, that's a great, or learning an instrument, that's such a great, like, in the moment thing too. And music is such a wonderful connecting thing. And I'm so grateful, for all the music that I have in my life and that everybody has, because I feel like without music, like, so many of us would be so lost. So I'm really grateful that we have that. But those are all of my tips, tricks, advice for living in the present moment. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. I'm so glad that people listen to my podcast. And thank you. I will talk to you next week. Stay groovy and wear your mask. Keep your hand sanitizer close and your mask closer. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening to All Whack Podcast. I really appreciate your support. Just listening to the podcast is a huge help. But if you'd like to support me further, I do have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/zoinksitsjackie, I do have monthly options for donation. And if you can't donate, that's totally okay. I just appreciate you listening to my podcast. Thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you next week.